We hope you are currently enjoying the programming, which is simulcast on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. For more information, please visit skyracing.tv and click on the program tab.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer a strong, ready-to-run two-year-old filly with a sensational pedigree. By Foxwedge, a leading second-season sire, our fillies are half-sister to six winners from the brilliant black-type family of Polar Success, Bring Me the Maid, Ain't Seen Nothing and Backman. Become part of the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999.
Introducing the Clubhouse Burger with 100% Aussie Angus beef, bacon, cheddar cheese on a brioche-style bun and the star of the clubhouse, the Big Mac Special Sauce.
He's interviewed the biggest names in the Australian racing industry. Tuesday, join Ray Thomas for the best of one-on-one from champion jockeys.
They're once in generation horses. He's a very special animal.
As it turned out, I think I'm still trying to give a horse a better ride.
To champion trainers.
One stage there was 12 Group 1 winners standing out the back of his house.
We do have a skip and polish every now and again, but you just move on.
He was very dominant. That was a good memory.
The best of one-on-one with Ray Thomas, 7:30 Tuesday.
Welcome back. We are live from Ascot Racecourse in Perth, the day after the Winterbottom. One more Group 1 to go, the Kingston Town, and Timmy Clark is on his way to the airport. We are thankful that Ascot is on the way to the airport.
Just over the road.
And that's why we've got him here, and he's brought the trophy along. Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. It was, what a great day.
That's a big trophy. That's not the owner's trophy. That's the jockey's trophy.
I know. It's... I don't know how I'm going to get home, but we'll work that out when we get there.
It looks like it came right out of the hat collection of Julius Caesar.
Exactly. Has that been used? Maybe last
there's
night?
A bit of splash
maybe a little bit.
There's a little bit of splash.
Could have been a little bit of fluid in there at some stage last night.
A few straws?
Yeah, a lot of straws.
You were out with Simon Miller last night. I get whilst you were obviously just delighted to win a Group 1 here, but to get that first one on the board on Slick Sam in race one yesterday, you gave a peach of a ride, barrier four, box seat third, gets it home first up. But for the big fellow Simon Miller, I just sensed that there was a real lot of satisfaction about the win.
There was. Myself and Simon have been good mates for many years, and I've always we speak regularly, and when I was coming over here, rang him and he said I'll find you one, and he said it. I spoke to him Tuesday. He's really happy with how it worked Tuesday, and to win on it was a great thrill. It gave me great satisfaction to win on it on a good mate's horse.
Because Simon was at John O'Shea's when you were apprentice there.
Yeah, that's right. He spent some time there with John as his foreman when I was there, and I think he spent a couple of years up in Sydney and become close mates. And as I said, we speak regularly, and to get that home for him, great satisfaction. It was a great thrill, and it's something I'll remember for a long time.
Now tell us about the win on Takedown. He's a beautiful horse. When he walks into the yard, you can fall in love with him.
Yeah, he's such a big horse, but such a kind horse as well. And he's like that to ride. You know, he's really kind, and he's a horse he gives you his all. I sat outside Ollie, and Ollie sort of got there easier than me and travelled better than me. Probably, you know, his mare being sort of more probably 1,100 metre horse, he travelled a lot sharper than myself. And but inside the furlong, when I was sort of within that half a length, I was confident my bloke who was going to keep finding, and exactly what he did. He gave his all and stuck his big melon out for me.
And the other thing, of course, too, was Shydell. It may have been in the back of your mind just how good she is at this track. She hadn't raced here for quite some time, but went into the Winterbottom Stakes yesterday with a 9 win from 10 start strike rate. This is a place where she simply grows a leg, so you knew you had a fight on your hands.
And this track probably suits her racing pattern as well. And said she did travel better than me in the run, but probably just the last 50 metres at the end of the 1200 probably saw her out a little bit. And my bloke, he's so tough, and you know, he's really strong at the end of the 1200, probably made the difference.
That's something, isn't it, when you know You've got 200 to go, but you know this big horse is going to give you something more.
Yeah, he done it first up at Randwick when I went on him. You know, he probably didn't look the winner at the furlong, but the last sort of 50-75, he really digs in for you and has a fair dinkum crack, and he's so honest, and it's good to ride a horse knowing that, you know, when the chips are down, he's going to be there for you.
How did you find riding at Ascot? It can be a quirky track at times. You would have had plenty of advice given to you about where the best part of the track, the game would be, but particularly the pattern for the day. So you must have, I guess, summed it up very, very quickly.
Yeah, look, it spoke to a couple of people about it, and it may have been Shuey even. You know, it's very well cambered, a bit like a Canterbury, that we obviously have plenty of racing there, and the camber is very similar, probably a little bit longer straights than there, but the turn's very similar. So I think just sort of try to sort of ride a bit like Canterbury.
And
you did
that on your second run because you didn't want to lose momentum. You were making sure that horse was put into the race at every opportunity. You kept following up the right horses and then use that camber in the home straight.
Yeah, and you can sort of kick off the turn, use that camber a bit, and kick off the turn like I did on Dandy. And I thought the track played really fair yesterday, and obviously being a hot day, they were very mindful of that, and obviously put some water on it, whether it was the night before or the morning off, and it just had the fire out of it a little bit, and I think it really gave every horse a chance, and it wasn't rock hard.
All right, Duffersey and Ashman are back in the studio. They'd like to talk to you. Go away, boys.
Timmy, your own form. Like, I reckon you've won on about 7 of your last 10 rides, but your form over the last few months, you must be over the moon, firstly with the greater ride that you're getting and the results you're getting as well.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the last 18 months I've been riding really well and really consistently, and it's probably the last six months of that is seems like I've really capitalised on the work leading up to that, and as you say, getting some great opportunities, and at the moment everything seems to just be working out perfectly
is
for
that,
me.
Is that as much experience as maturity as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think a bit of maturity and experience and
confidence, in knowing what you're doing, having done it for so often against quality riders out there all the time. The penny drops, doesn't it? I mean, if you've got talent, you've got talent, but it's just being able to get that confidence.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great thing, especially in this game, the confidence, because we don't have a lot of time out there to make decisions, and when you're confident, just the decisions you do make, they just seem to work out to be the right ones, and everything you do is it just seems to fall into place, and that's how things are going at the moment, and hopefully it can continue.
Timmy, you're looking pretty good shape this morning.
Look, it was a good night, but didn't go silly. We had a few beers back at Simon's place, and went down for a feed at his local, and he looked after me well, and we didn't go overboard, but we definitely enjoyed the night, and I think just to be able to come over here and have such a great day, and as I said for Simon, and that we just enjoyed the night. It wasn't anything silly. We had a feed down at the local, and just had a good time.
So there's an upset for the rare time that Simon Miller did not go overboard on a Saturday night.
What price that?
You're solid, Timmy. You're solid, mate. I think it's 17 of your last 55 rides you've won at 30%. Do you think riding 5 at Canterbury a couple of weeks back on a course that you just like into Ascot helped you with Ascot yesterday?
Yeah, I think obviously coming off that day at Canterbury, the confidence is sky high, and it's opened up a lot of better opportunities has flowed on from that, and I think riding on a track like Canberra, it definitely helped coming here. As I said, it plays similar, and I was fortunate to get my eye in early and then take advantage of that later in the day.
Tim, a little comment on that big trophy you got next year. It all might look good at the moment, but just to think that you've got to put Brasso on that for the next 50 years.
Duff, the one trophy Duff's got.
every time a big, beautiful trophy's presented, Duff's shovels off going, they're going to polish that for the next 20 years.
With a complimentary one.
They should give them crystal or something.
Yeah, that's right, crystal. You don't have to clean crystal. You can just dust it every now and again. Oh, dear. Now, two more things. You go to Hong Kong. You're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hopefully the horse gets there and arrives safely.
Yeah, look, he's such a durable horse, so he seems to cope with everything really well. So that's obviously going to be an advantage for him. It's probably not an ideal situation, sort of having to come here and then 2 weeks later to go to Hong Kong. But hopefully, being such a durable horse, he can cope with it. And looking forward to getting over there. And I think I'm not sure what if Gary mentioned earlier, but he got the invite and he's going over there a Group 1 winner now.
Yep.
So I think it's a great initiative by Hong Kong to give him an invite. Now, we sort of repaid him by winning a Group 1 before we go over there.
And when did it flash into your mind that, hang on, I've just won a Group 1 for Gary Moore, what's going to happen on me way back here?
Yeah, he's such a passionate guy, Gary, and loves his horse like we do. And I thought, anything could happen.
Is there a chance one day that Gary might throw himself onto the back of the horse and they'll come back double dinky to the mountain?
He hasn't done that before.
No, there's something.
I think I mentioned that to him, and if we go to Hong Kong and happen to win over there, and he said, no, it'll $50,000 fine, so he knows the rules. So it took us an age to get back. He stopped and showed the horse to everyone on the way back, and it's great for racing to see him. As I said, he loves his horses. He's very passionate about the game, and we need them types of characters in the game.
Good on you. Thanks for popping in on your way out to the airport and home. Thanks for coming in, and well done. Keep up the good work.
Yep. Thanks very much.
Touchdown to take off.
Yes, you threw that in. It's a touchdown on the Winterbottom. We are going to take a break. Thank you to Timmy Clark. Back with more in a moment.
Introducing the Clubhouse Burger with 100% Aussie Angus beef, bacon, cheddar cheese on a brioche-style bun, and the star of the clubhouse, the Big Mac Special Sauce.
We're here for the life-changing goals, the lifelong goals, and the long life goals. So wherever you're at, and whatever your goal, AMP is here to help you explore, plan, track, and most importantly, realize your goals, so you can own a better tomorrow.
Love a bet? Then we bet you'll love this. We've got jackpots and specials coming your way every week. Check out tab.com.au to see what's on offer and place a bet you'll never forget. Tab, we love a bet.
Sky Racing Tipsters, getting big results.
Bontemps just in Prada, Maharaj and Bontemps, they hit it, photo, and a real tidy. Close the beaches over the top of them, Sporting Page right on the peg, got the money.
Mark Guest, finding winner after winner.
From last to first, it's Jassy's son, Bill Champagne's making a mess of them. Sir Sagamore goes home to win. Bowler Lewis got up to beat Casino Holic.
Sky Racing Tipsters.
Welcome back. We're going to have a look at Brisbane now. There were two feature races up north and two very good wins. Elegant Composure, guys, had a very good record. I think won its first five races and went out for a break and returned yesterday and looks promising.
Oh, he's a very smart horse. He's won 7 from 9 now. Resumes in great style. Always travelled like a winner. You'll see Private Secretary with that horrible racing style. She would have had to be in Winx to win from back there. And she just explodes late. Probably that drop of rain earlier in the day didn't suit her. So she was gallant in defeat again, but she brings about her own demise with that racing pattern where she had to ease back to last from that wide draw. But look, take nothing away from the winner. He makes his own luck. He looks a smart horse.
Absolutely, and he was first up yesterday as well.
Yep.
And Private Secretary obviously had the run under the belt down in Melbourne, so he was entitled to get tied late, and he still held him off.
Okay, before someone else picks you up, it's a she, Duff.
Sorry, yeah.
Elegant composure. I know
she's
you're a stickler.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, she sure is.
She sure is.
Well done to Chris as well. Now, let's go to Cylinder Beach. Desley Forster's had a great couple of weeks, Duff. Won the Keith Nowd last week, and this week in the recognition stakes. This horse has promised so much, but now she's got two in the stable. The two that she said would go a long way might be living up to it.
Yeah, well, she's always had confidence in both these horses, and this horse resumes, what was he, first up from the Derby here, and he gets the split through, a nice ride. And, yeah, well, you wouldn't want to return much better than that. That is Hofgarden. He's a spring, been racing well over the spring in Melbourne. I know he had a bit of weight there, but puts paid to him pretty quickly. So
yeah.
Things are looking good for Desley coming into the, you know, Magic Millions Carnival and even, you know, in the winter next year.
As we said, too good to refuse, and this bloke, both coming off, too good to refuse. Of course, we saw him down here in those good three-year-old races as well. So she's done a good job with them over the break to get them back or in their pre-training. To get him back and firing.
Wonder if she'd sort of consider, you know, maybe the Villiers or something like that with one of those horses.
Because they've got the, what they've got up there, is it the Burnborough, the 1600 metre race?
Mm. Yeah, so it'll be interesting what the next moves are for those two horses.
And guys, we're seeing gradual improvement in this track, aren't we?
Well, yesterday there was a glimpse of it, wasn't there? It wasn't just completely down the outside. They, you know, a few were 2 and 3 off the fence. They had a storm in the morning. Where they downgraded to a 7 and got back up to a 6 there late in the day. So whether that had anything to do with it, but I must say, that's as good as I've seen Eagle Farm for a long while.
Mm.
Okay, we're off to a break. When we come back, we'll look at a couple of races at least one of them with Magic Million significance heading forward after this.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love this. We've got jackpots and specials coming your way every week. Check out tab.com.au to see what's on offer and place a bet you'll never forget. Tab, we love a bet.
Interviewed the biggest names in the Australian racing industry. Tuesday, join Ray Thomas for the best of one-on-one from champion jockeys.
They're once in generation horses. He's a very special animal.
As it turned out, I think I'm still trying to give a horse a better ride.
To champion trainers.
One stage there was 12 Group 1 winners standing out the back of his house.
We do have a spit and polish every now and again, but you just move on.
He was very dominant. That was a good memory.
The best of one-on-one with Ray Thomas, 7:30 Tuesday. Sky Racing Tipsters, getting big results.
Bontemps just in front of Maharaj and Bontemps, they hit it. Photo and a real tidy. Close the beaches over the top of them. Sporting Page right on the peg, got the money.
Mark Guest, finding winner after winner.
From last to first, it's Yassi Sun. Bill Champagne's making a mess of them. Sir Sagamore goes home to win. Bolamu has got up to beat Casino Holic.
Sky Racing Tipsters.
Welcome back. Let's go to Moonee Valley now. This horse, Sow Sow, who won at Moonee Valley yesterday for Mick Price, is on the road to the Magic Millions. How good did he look yesterday, guys?
Yeah, look, he looked pretty good, Nick, didn't he? He was easy in the market, wasn't he?
Yeah, there was a good tip around for him, and he got out to, I think, 4:40 or thereabouts at a few different places. So both you and I were sitting in the press room, weren't we, Duff, thinking, oh, no.
Yeah, the market was a bit smelly on him, but all the big boys were tipping him there yesterday, and he delivered. Look, this time of the year, we're looking for Magic Millions candidates, so this this is one horse that's put his hand up and probably gets himself qualified there.
If there's a slight query, it's just that that was his second run. He's going to need another run before he goes straight to the race, so he's probably going to be fourth up in the Magic Millions, which isn't ideal for a two-year-old.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the timing was probably maybe the Wyong race,
yeah.
And then get that blends in nicely with the Magic Millions.
And we also go to show race number four. Now, this horse, number six, Wise Hero, trained by John Price at Cranbourne, and won its on debut by four, comes out and wins in the city at its very next start.
Yeah, this is a real good win, I reckon. This is a horse that we can follow going forward. I'm not sure where Wise Hero will be going, but it was sort of off the bit having to chase. I don't know if Mooney Valley is going to be his track in time, but he was just simply too good for him.
Yeah, he impressed, didn't he? Looked a solid race on paper. There was a few raps about a few other horses in the race, but quite soft at the finish. I think we'll follow his future with interest.
Okay, so that's a look at Mooney Valley. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary Portelli, who's off to Hong Kong with Rebel Dane, and some other stuff as well. Mac is staying with us. We're live from Perth the day after the Winterbottom in the west. It's already about 30 degrees here. Another hot day coming up.
Harvey Norman Colossal TV and Soundbar Sale on now. With up to a colossal 25% off TVs and up to 25% off soundbars. Grab a massive new TV and sensational sound with up to 25% off TVs. All the big brands, all sizes. Up to 25% off all soundbars. It's bigger than big. It's colossal. Shop in store and online. Just don't miss out. All brands, all TVs, all soundbars. Up to a colossal 25% off now at Harvey Norman. Hurry, ends Monday. No.
Volkswagen 1% finance event is now on, with 1% finance across selected Polo and Golf models. But hurry, for a limited time only.
Volkswagen.
The winners keep rolling in for our team of tipsters. Gary Harley.
Hanover Square, Strata Lodge, here they come to the post. Bobby B, Strata Lodge.
Fickle Folly needs the line. Fancy Knickers is surging at it. Fickle Folly gripping on from Fancy Knickers. Got in.
Libby Hopwood.
Flash Vivian and Louboutin, it's Gibraltar Girl and Flash Vivian. Flash Vivian going to Gibraltar Girl and Flash Vivian got the money.
Sky Racing Tipsters, finding winners on race day.
Okay, they tell me it's only 22 degrees here. It feels like 32. You're heading for a top of 31 today, Mac. You'll be wearing a jumper today. Hey?
No, I think I'll go and grab a pair of those Gary Moore-looking shorts.
Oh,
they've
yes.
got me those.
Sitting
they're
around.
Colourful, they're bold, they're avant-garde.
They're you.
I'd like to sit around the old pool and have a little cocktail.
They are you. I can see you in those shorts. Now, Gary Portelli is taking Rebel Dane to Hong Kong for the big international meet. And during the week, Nick Ashman caught up with Gary.
Okay, Gary Portelli, we saw Rebel Dane trial during the week. Of course, he's heading over to Hong Kong shortly.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Nick. He's been, a model of consistency. I think this preparation, unfortunately, we took on some pretty big hitters, and between Winks, and we finally had a bit of luck in the Manicato, and hopefully he can hold that form for the big one.
What did you make of the trial on Tuesday?
It was an excellent trial. We were only out to have an easy trial, and I thought he looked pretty good.
Benny Mellon flew up?
Yeah, Benny flew up for the trial, and he said he feels as good as, hopefully, as good as when he won. Didn't trial him with the blinkers on, so that's that little bit of key that get him really to fire up. But, you know, it's a big task. We know what we're up against. You know, it's an international sprint, so there certainly won't be any ordinary horses in that. But, you know, it's just a privilege and an honour to be chosen and asked to nominate for the race. So hopefully we do our owners and Australia proud.
Absolutely. He's the last start winner of the Manicato Stakes. He likes being on the fresh side. When does he go over?
He'll leave tomorrow week, Sunday week. He'll arrive Sunday night, and he's there for 7 days before the race. And I think that works out well, being a stallion. I think being away from home too long might work against him. So the fact he's there and he races before he gets too homesick will work out well.
When's the trainer go?
A couple of days later. I've set up a couple of strappers to look after him. He's a real stallion, so you really look after him. So I sent two guys with him, and I'll get up there a couple of days later, and wife's coming up a couple of days later after that, and got some owners flying up from Queensland. Everyone's coming up. I've got a lot of friends coming as well, so hopefully we have a good time, and more importantly, have a good result.
All the best. We're all rooting for him.
Thanks, mate.
Yep, now we've got two to cheer on. Takedown's going there as well. Now, for our next segment, we're going back to our studio hosts for Sky Channel's Gregorian chant expert, which is Ron Duffacy, who actually has CDs
in his Gregorian chant.
But, guys, take up the story. A bit of fun during the week with Brooke Summers and her horse, I Am Magnificent.
Yeah, on Wednesday, Nick, you were there, and... this thing's won the last, and 100-1 it was.
Yep.
And there was a secret to its success. And Brooke Summers, first city winner, she'd made these iPods that slip into its ears. Let's hear the story of the interview after the race.
We've actually made, God, everyone's going to say I'm crazy. I made him iPod earmuffs. He's wearing earmuffs up until we got him into the mounting yard, and he listens to Gregorian chant. And bowl singing.
And that just works. Are there earplugs in as well? Is that right?
Earplugs in, so it just blocks everything out for him, and the pacifiers. He's got a fly mask on as well, and we just, we've had a bit of success with it. Bit crazy. You've got to think outside the square.
I want to give her a rap. I think it's great that a young trainer like her is trying something like this. I mean, most people wouldn't have even thought of it, certainly not you or I.
We've put a little package together of all our leading trainers, what they would put through the iPods of their horse's ears if they had a problem horse. And here we go.
Go on, Duff.
To do it again next week.
So many options, Greg.
I love the little sneaky one there of the Snowdens, a song by Peter Paul and
Mary. I like the Johnny O'Shea one.
Oh, Johnny O'Shea, don't worry, be happy.
I didn't mind Dr. Who myself.
This is a great concept. This is up with the Pelling Pacifiers.
Oh, yeah.
This is called Brooks Beats. You know, Dr. Beats? It's now called Brooks Beats.
Brooks Beats, exactly.
She's onto something.
Thanks for coming, and I'll see you next week.
Cheers, mate. Look forward to it. Should be a terrific day, the last of the Group 1s.
Kingston Town. Boys, see you in Sydney for Thursday form line.
All right, don't play up over there.
When are you back, Greg? Do you come back today?
I'm on a plane in about an hour's time.
Oh, okay.
Get your fly net.
Yeah. I won't be bringing these back. See you, boys. And thank you to Darren McCauley. Thanks for joining us. We've had a wonderful time here in Perth. Gary Moore and Tim Clark and Takedown just made the day so special. Hope you enjoyed the coverage. It's bye from Perth.
All those who build, we salute you. The crew's tirelessly cutting, lifting and taping so families can call a house a home. The contractors shaping skylines and building communities. At USG Boral, we're the building materials manufacturer that's with you every step of the way. From creating the very first plasterboard to easing your burden with the lightest 10mm and 13mm plasterboard produced in Australia, we're there. Proud supporter of a job well done. Learn more at
at usgball.com.
This spring racing carnival, it's easy to help support the CUB 55. The 55 CUB workers terminated without notice and then offer their jobs back for 65% less pay. Simply join the Spring Replacing Carnival and replace any CUB made beers with anything else. And celebrate the GGs without the CUBs. It'll not only send a message of support to the workers, it'll send a blunt message to CUB management and hopefully increase their odds of offering their jobs back. Visit the Boycott CUB page on Facebook for full details of which beers to avoid.
Authorised by Alan Hicks, ETU Australia.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Henrik Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialists at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Years back, and the global phenomenon continues. Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra presents The Wonder of You, featuring Suspicious Minds, Amazing Grace, and Always on My Mind. Elvis with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, The Wonder of You, available now.
Blacksmith Bay, Alsa Vansalot, Bowtie, Caduceus, all stars in the history of harness racing. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader, where the stars come alive.
And a very good morning to you. Simon Harrison in the chair at 29 to 11, and Greg Hayes joins me now. Hazy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Now, we should touch on the heats from Gloucester Park on Friday night firstly. Three of these runners now through to the final on the Friday. It's back to a Friday night this year, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So horses competed in the heats on Friday night. They all accrued points and they'll all push forward now towards the final in a fortnight. There's heats at Bunbury on Tuesday. The barrier draws for those heats have already been conducted. And then on Friday, there's a further round of heats back at Gloucester Park. So horses all